Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good.
How can you feel bad so with this good music? I want to remind everybody, do Gray Area Talks with Truism Tim, Tim Tompkins, also here in the chair usually, the host of American Journal with me. We're on Gray Area Thursday, Sunday, doing a three-hour show for you guys. Just come in, hang out with us. Always going to be live on Twitter, YouTube, Rumble, you name it. All under the same name, Gray Area Talks. It's a place to be. So you can go to Gray Area to listen to Conspiracy Talks as well. And we're going to have our own channel for that soon. But going back to Anthony Graffio, let's get back to more calls. Let's talk to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, number seven, how are you doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain.
Good.
Right on. Yeah, man, this is, it's just, the synergy here is palpable. It's amazing. The caller, the previous caller, Jen, she was talking about Jesse Beltran and his nonlinear junction scanner and zeolite treating all of those implants, the things that nanotech, and they currently have a, it's on band.video, they have a segment called MI6 Agent Reveals a Weapon More Dangerous Than Nukes. And it goes through just an MI6 agent's explanation of this implant that he had. I believe it was a dental implant. And the voice modulation that they were putting through, it's crazy. Everybody should watch that and then kind of take into consideration, maybe put on your full aluminum
tinfoil hat,
hazmat
your
suit,
aluminum
hazmat,
head covering,
a whole hazmat suit, and just go into it, because it's actually what you were saying earlier about people being concerned about him. You know, is it Worm Tongue? Is it Paula White? You know, is it? I mean, is it BB? Who knows what it is? But there's all sorts of things, and there needs to be an intervention. I mean, are we gonna? Can we get Paula White to call in as well? I mean, she'd be a great one to hear from. But I'm calling about the. I see this as like the. This 180 turn where Trump had the they live glasses on and they were, for lack of a better term, I guess, MAGA glasses. And then what ended up happening is that instead of seeing the ace, you scrape off the A and there's an I on there. And it's mega, you know, that's what we're seeing. I mean, it was like this false pretense of like thinking that we were going to get all these things done domestically or accomplished domestically, like you were talking about, Anthony, or you guys were talking about with free energy or right. Having an alternative energy. We need to get to that. And why are all of a sudden now we have 9 scientists, Air Force?
I'm very pleased with that.
And it's getting to the point. I mean, you talk about memory hold. How about the food distribution plants? What was it, like 130 that just all of a sudden were burned down?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's the same thing with the scientists and the free energy. I mean, what? We got to have somebody on.
That's the thing. The point that I want to make off of what you're saying is that, like, we should be protecting these people, safeguarding them, taking care of our scientists, giving them the means to actually work on things that would better humanity, giving them the funding, peacetime funding for things that are being spent right now currently on war. I totally agree. You know what? You actually briefed me on this. I wasn't familiar with it beforehand. I'm definitely going to be watching that nanotech video. Maybe we can throw that up one more time so people can see that. That's on band.video. I also want to encourage people, network not going to be around forever. Everything on band.video, including the InfoWars film section with all my dad's classic documentaries, they're all free to download right now. So you can put that on your computer. You can repost it online in the future, preserve it. This video, other videos, everything like it. Band.video has got that really nifty download feature on every single thing you watch. You have the opportunity to download it for free. No copyright. So that's cool. Thank you so much, Chad, for the call. Let's go to Syed in Canada. Urgent message about demonic deep state. Syed, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Here's something that I heard in 2018 from a very credible source. I'll tell you if you ask. It's basically that President Donald J. Trump exposed himself to a minor and propositioned her for sex. So I'll just tell you now. I called the RCMP in 2018, and they told me that. So yeah, that's all. So that's basically what would be compromising him at this stage, in my opinion. If any action needs to be taken, that would obviously be up to the authorities.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate that point. Anthony, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on like basically the theme of what everybody's talking about, that Donald Trump changed. And I agree he did change, but I think he was just better at hiding this stuff. If you look into history of who he actually was and the people that he ran with, such as like Roy Kahn, and, you know, he was given money by Wilbur Ross to get out of bankruptcy with his casino, Epstein. He ran pageantry with Jean-Luc Brunel and Johnny Casablancas. Trump's kind of always been this guy. It's just that we were all under the illusion that he was different. You know, these are his, like, he told Carolyn Leavitt, he told like a bunch of people. It was MTG. He told MTG, I can't release the Epstein
my
files
because we'll hurt
my friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Just with your dad the other day, that was said. So it's like this, he's always been this guy. He's always been bankrolled by these people. He's always been a Kabbalist. He said many of times he doesn't believe in repentance. So
you think about this, and Anomaly, and I've been on his streams before. He's a great guy, but I'm stealing this for him. This isn't an original thought. It's literally Epstein's friends on the TV telling you what to think and like why you should go to war. Like, it's like Epstein's buddies are on TV telling you who to vote for, how to think, who to kill. It's just, it's completely insane. That's why we do the show, Speak Truth to Power, bring all this to light, because once you're educated on it, it just becomes laughable and you're on the right side of history once you know the facts, what we believe in here. Let's go to Robert in Florida. Robert in Florida, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Your guy that you're talking with brought up is the whole sorcery thing. And if you look up the translation of MAGA in different languages, it literally says magician or wizardry or magic.
Well, yeah, because like whatever the root word for like mage or whatever is. Here's the thing. Like, I think there's definitely some stuff where you can look at some language where they might be doing like sympathetic magic, might be laughing at people. I don't think this is one of those cases. I think it's just like a word concept fallacy. What are your thoughts, Anthony?
Actually, it means it's one of the highest levels of Satanism.
Mm.
Yeah,
explain that a little bit.
To be MAGA is the highest level of Satanism. If you look up like how like the Satanic Church runs, like being MAGA, like that's the actual word.
And just clarify to the audience, we're not talking about like a boomer wearing a hat that likes Trump. We're talking about like some like magician rank that's also called that as well.
Oh, well, we're talking basically like Order of the Golden Dawn, Aleister Crowley, you know, okay. Anton LaVey, like top level stuff.
Wow.
You know, there's a whole nother theory I won't get into now, but I suggest people look into it for themselves, that Donald Trump could possibly be the Moonchild, which was like Aleister Crowley's creation with Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard to create this demonic ruler out of sex magic. So it's a whole another thing, born on a blood moon. So just the point I'm trying to make is that there's definitely dark magic that is a component to what's going on right now. And as believers in Christ, we're told that this is a spiritual war. So,
well, sure. And when you go do the weird rituals that we as Christians don't believe in, when you go kiss or touch some sort of wall, or you have to write notes to somebody, or you go talk to the ancient rabbi or whatever to receive the spiritual transfer or whatever, we're allowed to say that's weird. And here's the thing. It's what my dad's always said about the elites and the spirit cooking and all of it. It's not that we believe in it, because we don't believe in what they believe in. They believe in it. And that's that. And that's the problem. Like spirit cooking, like Maria Abramovich like would do these like fake, of course they did real ones as well. Speculation. That's my opinion. But they did these cookings of like blood and bodies, and people would go look at like macabre, like people ripped apart or like foe ripped apart or whatever. And it's just, it's also disgusting. So when we're saying stuff like this and someone's watching going like, they don't know what they're talking about, they're crazy, they don't believe in President Trump. And it's like, well, actually, have you been paying attention, bro? Do you know what put my dad on the map? Are you aware of what put my dad on the map? It was exposing the evil worship of Moloch, okay, at the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. Exactly. These people really do believe in this stuff and
throw it up.
Marina Abramovich, all of them, just horrible, disgusting people.
Yeah, and I just got confirmation from the crew that you're actually right about the rank of MAGA being like the fifth highest or whatever in the tiers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, the highest degree. The highest degree.
The highest degree.
Wow, yeah. They like doing stuff like that because it's like laughing at people. They get off on that. Let's go to Carson in FEMA Region 2. Why Zionism is what it is. Carson, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going? So I know you guys keep touching on it about the whole dispensational Scofield Bible type of thing. That needs to be significantly more deep dived and thoroughly explained to people, because if you kind of just brush over it, a lot of people probably don't even know what those things are. I guarantee you most of the boomers following this theological rot have never even heard of these concepts before, like what the word dispensationalism or the Scofield Bible or anything. They just go to church, do their thing, and think they're following the Lord, not realizing that there's this whole foundation stone that was set up in America probably close to 100 years ago when these Bibles started getting printed out. If you didn't know, the Scofield Bibles, they were printed out by Oxford University by the millions and were handed out to churches, pastors, everywhere they could throw these things out. They weren't even taking compensation for them a lot of the time, just because they wanted to spread this crap around as much as possible. A lot of the pastoring colleges that preachers go to, where they learn how to pastor and run churches, they teach this stuff at these colleges. That's why this is why dispensationalism is such a foundational stronghold in the United States, because they don't teach this out in Africa. They don't teach this out in South America. Go outside of the West, they do not teach this rot in the Christian sects out there.
Right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Appreciate a little bit of insight. Anthony, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a complete heresy. I agree completely. I mean, they are tricking people into this fake Christianity. It's this like bubblegum pop Christianity, and it's just not real, just so they can keep control. Like I said, Theodore Herzl and the people that created the modern state of Israel, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they all worked together to do this.
Yeah, I totally agree. Let's go to Dick in FEMA Region 4, the destruction of food and weather modification. You're on the air.
Good morning, Rex. First timer. Appreciate you guys, the whole posse. Bandop video, listening to it all.
Nice.
Safari's blocking Bandop video right now. But anyway, back to the geoengineering thing. Activity's really heavy now overhead. I must have seen 200 passes today. And they're having, it's reaching freezing temperatures, messing up the fruit trees and all, trying to get started here. I think we're going to see big-time food problems this year. It's been going on. I've been here, Fox working on my house every day outside looking at this crap going on. I watch the creek floods. I watch them jam all them hurricanes up our butt. I've seen stuff coagulated in the creek. I go outside at night. I hang out in the middle of winter. You got black white flakes coming down like pollen. It's all,
we're seeing a lot of the same stuff around where we live as well. Especially we talk about the spraying, and this is something just on record, like chemtrails. It's like conspiracy theory where they denigrate you, like, ah, ha, 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 it's not real. But then they're like, yes, right, we put additives in the fuel to control the weather and hot. We can do it. Thank you for the call. We were short on time here. Anthony, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm a big believer in chemtrails. If you want to see a good documentary, my friend actually came out with one. It's called Climate Trails. It's on Amazon Prime. He like watered it down so people could, just normies could understand it. But there's whistleblowers in there, and this is a real thing. I mean, there's laws literally in Florida that say that geoengineering needs to be stopped, and it's not being stopped, right? I think that's just Ron DeSantis trying to tickle the feather to people in Florida to make it feel like, he's against this. But this is a war crime, in my opinion. They're poisoning the American people. So I'm totally against it, and I agree.
All right, we got a real like red pill, blue pill here. So we got someone on the line that wants to talk about how we should rename the show The Dead Zone because there's too much Trump hate, which I love. Shout out to you, Marcus from Idaho.
Let's go.
And then we've got Matt Baker. Hold on, don't take him just yet. Then we got Matt Baker who is awesome guy, Dreadhead Alex Jones, out there in California, who wants to talk about the reason for the ceasefire in Iran. Okay, both of you, y'all get a minute or two. We get a minute or two to respond. Marcus in Idaho, you're on the air. Give us your thoughts about the dear leader.
Hello. I am definitely a Trump supporter. I love him. I'm always on the Trump train. And you guys, your derangement is just, it's worse than NPR. I mean, NPR is like sounding totally sane when I listen to you and your dad. And oh, and I mean, it's just, oh, it started with Owen, and it just, the TDS has nonstop with you guys. It's like you're trying to recreate the Mueller report only with tinfoil hats. It's fucking crazy.
What does Trump's taint taste like, sir?
Trump,
yummy,
is
yummy.
The man, he has created an America which will change the world for the rest of our lifetime in a better way.
And yeah, what do you think about the war crimes that were committed in this illegal war of aggression? Do you support the war?
What did Iran turn around and say? We're going to destroy your salination plants and your and your power structure. They just turned around and said that's what we're going to do to you. I mean, it's
in
crazy.
Retaliation. It's like, you do understand that?
No, it wasn't in retaliation. It was saying the whole thing. Iran has been saying we're going to destroy you.
Why did we go to war with Iran?
Because they said we're going to destroy you as soon as we get the chance, and they've been working hard on it.
It's not true.
They're like 86%.
This is a total Zionist lie. You've been propagandized, brother. I'm sorry you've been propagandized. Like,
you guys are so off the charts, and it's really upsetting. It's hard to listen
to. Well, you do understand that we voted for no new wars.
You guys are liberals. You guys are liberals, all right? Just
no, we're
own
not.
It.
No, we're not.
Own
liberal.
The fact that you're liberal.
You guys are liberals.
No, do you listen to Mark Levin? Yeah. Is Mark Levin your buddy?
You're going to have to eat your own ass, man. You're going to have to.
That's what you do.
Up and eat your own ass. That's
Anthony, your thoughts on this? And here, we'll take a break. We've talked over each other a fair bit. I want to give us a minute and then give you a minute, and we'll take one more minute. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, I heard there's a Grindr convention that's going to be at the next CPAC. I think you should go Ooh. Over there and go check it out. Yeah, Trump is a war criminal. Trump is literally hiding the Epstein files. He's having dinners with people like Bill Gates. He's doing everything against what we voted for, and you're just a cult worshiper. I thought this was a joke at first. I thought you were making a joke.
No,
I can't even believe you're a real. I can't believe you're a real human, to be honest with you.
Your response.
My response, you guys really should be on the Mueller report, on the Team Tinfoil Hat Mueller report, because all you have is insults. You try to say that I'm gay. It's like the reality of the situation is Trump is doing something for America, and you guys can't handle that.
What's he doing?
That
destroying the country?
What's he doing?
You didn't respond to, what do you think about the Epstein files? What do you think about this illegal war? What do you think about the failed economy
we're
going to have
now? I'm glad he got
rid
of Bondi. I'm glad he got rid of Bondi. She was a disgrace.
But she works for him. He's her boss. You understand?
Now you do.
I mean, how many
now you do. Now you care about it. Now you care about it. I guarantee you, you were
now.
Championing her. I guarantee you were championing her not even a month
nope.
ago, saying
nope.
that she's doing a good
nope.
job. I'll
I have,
bet
I have
you.
Been calling for her ouster for the last 6-8 months, a year.
Sure.
At the end of the day, hold on. Let's take a break here. Let's take a pause. Trump is the boss, is he not? Is he the King Don? What he says goes?
He is the president. He is the number one person in America. He is.
So
he
should take the responsibility for his actions, right?
The actions that America takes are according to the commander in chief. Yes.
Okay, so it's really not Bondi that's the problem then. The problem seems to be dear leader, Donald Trump, is it
no.
not?
No, when she slow walked things and wasn't doing her job, then and there was other people inside of that DOJ.
Oh,
that
but
totally
she did do her job.
It.
She covered up the Epstein file like he told her to do.
No, she didn't. And no, he didn't. There was if it had come out at the right time and everything, then it would have been good. I mean, there was other things that had to happen, and so that was just like, you know, all right, this is a distraction already. Until we get this out,
what would
there.
It take? This is the last question I'll ask. I appreciate the honesty on the call. What would it take for you to break with Trump? If they used a nuke on Iran, would it make you break with Trump?
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
You proudly say no. You tacitly support that kind of action that wouldn't make you cut bait on Trump.
I'm not cutting bait in him. He is the serious man for the job. I think he was not appointed by God, but blessed by God in the position that he's in.
Oh,
and it's kind of like David. It's like David in the Bible. I mean, when he did all kinds of stuff, but he was God's chosen man. And because of that fact,
is Trump prophesied in the Bible? Do you think he's prophesied in the Bible?
No, he's not.
Hold on. Donald Trump literally said out of his own mouth, "I don't think I'm going to make it into heaven." Like, that should tell you everything right there, bro.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about that? I think that if he believes in Christ, then he is definitely loved by God and
he practices Judaism, right? You know he's Jewish?
He doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't. He didn't even put his hand on the Bible.
Yes, you're very upset that we're attacking the president that practices Judaism openly.
No, he does not. He's Christian. He has Christian pastors around him. He has put in his hand on the Bible.
Is Paul White a Christian pastor? The lady that talks to demons and dresses in a red devil suit, is she a pastor to you?
He came out and said Happy Easter. How many times did Barack Obama or your guy?
He came out and said Happy Easter. Maybe he'll say Merry Christmas as well. That's a great achievement. What about the 168 girls he killed? What about that school? What about that elementary school?
What about? You guys just own it. Call yourself the dead zone. You're liberals. That's just it's a problem.
It's okay. Go back to the nursing home and check yourself out and have fun, man. Because like, here's the thing: your political thought is dead and dying in this country. We're the future. This is the zeitgeist. The American people are tired of having a boot on their neck. We're tired of the occupation. And you're a loyalist, just like in the days of the American Revolution. You're loyal to the crown, and we reject you. Thank you for the call. All right, closing us out here, Matt Baker's on the line. Just want to say hi to Matt Baker. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. And when I have to go, I'm dying for Israel. We gotta have to go, I'm out there dying.
Dude, we're under Mark Levin attack today. We've had Mark Levin twice. That's what the last caller was just saying. Did you catch any of that?
Oh my god. Oh, dude, it was so hard because I had all my talking points and he was just driving me up the wall. Everything he was saying was getting my mind going. What the fuck is Greg talking about?
Right.
Oh, my God. Such a homo. Anyway, I called him with my own point. I actually called Harrison yesterday after the show and was telling him my theory. First person I know that actually brought this up is me. Maybe people are coming around to it now, but everyone's like, why? We lost the war. We did this ceasefire and it's got all these things for Iran and Iran's great victories and all this and that. Nobody can figure it out. And while it's nice having the ceasefire, I mean, I couldn't believe right away, even on Suleiman, they're just like all celebrating. I'm like, are you guys high? Like, this has been going for 5 seconds. We're dealing with Israel here. Like, you really think this is going to stick? Like, what is wrong with everybody? Like, people are so brainwashed because they just want it over. Like, they're just like, oh my God, it's over. Yay. Like, Suleiman's doing like a victory lap. Well, it's nice knowing you guys. It's the bit knowing you guys. You know, breaking news. But anyway, to get to the point is, I believe the reason for the ceasefire is that Trump was dying a death of a PR war. It was a horrific PR war.
Yes.
He was now trying to go to nuclear war with people that we literally attacked for no reason. And all of the propaganda was not working. All of the PR was not working. So basically, it's a PR judo flip. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, Trump's going to come out and he's going to say, we tried peace. We wanted peace. We gave them everything. We gave them the greatest deal ever, but they didn't want the deal. They don't want peace. So basically, he's resetting the clock to say, now we wanted peace. Now we're in a peace times all of a sudden again. And then when either the false flag or Israel or something pops off, something will happen. And then it will be like, we have to respond to their attack now because they didn't get that in the first time. The American people weren't behind them. And so now he needs this PR.
Excellent futurism. We're coming up here on The Alex Jones Show. Matt Baker heralding us into today's Alex Jones Show. Rex Jones, Anthony Graffio here, American Journal for you. Thank you so much for calling in, Matt. You guys want to stay tuned. My dad's coming up. All right. Shameless total plug for myself. 50%off.com, as it's spelled, 50%off.com. I sell knockout sleep support. I still have that product. If you miss it, you want it, buy it there, 50%off.com. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.